来祝福我们每个弟兄姊妹、每个朋友、每个年轻人、每个小孩。
And our prayer for the new year that the Lord would bless every family, every adult, every child.
愿赐诸般恩典的神，将他更多的恩典赐给每个人、每个夫妻、每个家庭，赐给他的教会。
And may the God of all grace show His grace to every family and to His church.
今天我们弟兄们，我们想交通一个题目，破碎。
And today, the topic among us brothers, we're sharing on brokenness.
我们先有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
父神何等感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
你给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Opened up a new and living way for us.
我们能够在你的恩典里跟你有真正的交通。
And in your grace, we want to have true fellowship.
将今天我们的信息仰望在主的手中。
And for today's message, we place it, we look to your hand.
愿破碎的真理。
So that the truth are being broken.
愿一个受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
一个顺服主的心。
A obedient heart.
一个愿意去做的心。
A heart that's willing to go and do.
成为我们弟兄姊妹朋友每一个人的祝福。
Become the blessing of every brother and sister and friend.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen. 我们要交通有关破碎这件事情，我们先要来看在神面前神对人的看法。
And so as we want to talk about this topic of being broken, let's take a look from God's perspective.
所以约翰福音19章34节这么讲。
In John 19 verse 34 it says,
所以当这兵拿着枪刺到主耶稣肋旁的时候，从他的肋旁流出血和水。
One of the soldiers pierced his side with his spear and immediately blood and water came out.
所以从主耶稣的肋旁有两个东西流出来。
Two things flowed out from the side of our Lord Jesus.
一个是血，一个是水。
One is blood and the other is water.
所以这两样东西解决我们人跟神之间两个最大的问题。
These two things solve the greatest two problems between us and God and man.
我们人在神面前有两个最大的问题。
For us man, before God, we have two great problems.
第一个是我们所行出来的罪，我们又称为罪行。
First is our sinful deeds. All the deeds that come out of us are sin.
所以这个问题，主耶稣用他的血解决这个问题。
And so our Lord Jesus, with his blood, he solved this problem.
第二个问题比这个问题还要严重。
And the second problem is even more great.
是我们的本性，我们的本质，跟神根本不一样。
That is our natural life, our natural characteristic is entirely different from God.
所以这个地方神必须用水解决第二个问题。
So here God uses water to solve this problem.
水在圣经里头代表生命。
Water in the Bible represents life.
整本圣经1189章没有任何一个地方告诉你人可以被改造。
In all 1,089 chapters of the Bible, there's not one that says that man can be changed.
人的宗教讲改造。
Man's religion speaks of being changed.
教育讲改造。
Education wants to change us.
科学讲改造。
And science also wants to change us.
伦理道德讲改造。
Philosophy and ethics also wants to change man.
我们的神没有任何一个方告诉你，人那亚当的生命可以被改造。
However, God in the Bible tells us that the life of Adam cannot be changed.
神解决的办法是水。
So what is God's method of changing?
神的办法是取代。
And so God's method is one of substitution.
所以若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人，旧事已过，一切成了新的。
So if any man is in Christ, he is now a new creation. The old has passed, the new has come.
我们活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
So it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me.
整个圣经，你把它去好好去，我们去探讨它。
And so if you look at the Bible very carefully,
整个圣经就是这两件事情。
The entire Bible tells us these two things.
所有神跟人的问题就是这两个问题。
All of man's problems with God are these two problems.
这是整本圣经它的核心思想。
And this is the main thought of the Bible.
整本圣经的中心思想就解决我们罪的问题跟生命的问题。
The center focus of the entire Bible is to solve the problem of sin and the problem of our life.
所有的启示，圣经里头所有的启示。
All of the Bible centers around this revelation.
从这个地方开始。
It starts from here.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开启示录。
Shall we turn to the book of Revelation?
第一章。
Chapter
1. 我从第十二节念到第十七节，我先来念，再请我们的姊妹翻译。
We'll read Revelation 1, verse 12 through 17, first in Chinese and then in English.
我转过身来，要看见谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪。眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe, reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, and when it had been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
这在圣经里头，神借着两个神话语的指示，有相当高的启示。
In the Bible, God, through the ministry of his word, he has a very high revelation.
第一个有关约翰。
First is regarding John in the book of Revelation.
第二个是有关以赛亚。
And the second is through the prophet Isaiah.
我们看这两位先知对于神跟人之间的问题，他们的看法。
Let's take a look at how these two prophets, how they saw the problem between man and God.
所以在启示录这个地方，约翰他说了。
And so here, John in Revelation, he says,
我们现在看到的主耶稣不再是十字架上的主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus whom we see here is no longer the Christ who had died upon the cross.
我们看到他原本的荣耀。
We see his original glory.
神跟人完全不同。
Now, man is entirely different from God.
当人在神的面前看见神荣耀的时候，
Of course, man, when he sees God's glory in God's presence,
只有一件事情。
There's only one thing.
我们人是污秽。
That we are corrupted, filthy.
所以神跟人之间第二个问题比第一个问题还严重。我们的生命根本不一样。
And so now, our problem, second problem is that our life is entirely different from God's life.
我们来看以赛亚书第六章。
Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 6.
来读第一节到第五节。
Let's read verses 1 through 5.
让姊妹来翻译。
We'll read it and then we will translate.
以赛亚书六章，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉弗势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，用两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动。殿充满了烟云，那时我说，祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不解的人，又住在嘴唇不解的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, for I live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
以赛亚书从第一章到第五章。
In the book of Isaiah from chapter 1 through 5,
是一般性的预言。
Is the general prophecy.
以赛亚书从第六章开始。
And so from the book, the chapter of 6 in Isaiah,
神赐给以赛亚非常大的启示。
God gave him a very great revelation.
在圣经里头，在这些先知当中，对于弥赛亚最明显的启示就出在以赛亚身上。
Among all the prophets, the most clearest prophecy about the coming Messiah was in the book of Isaiah.
跟约翰的启示一模一样一件事情。
It is entirely the same matter as the revelation given to John.
第一件事情，看见神的荣耀。
The very first thing is that we see the glory of God.
当以赛亚看见神的荣耀，他就看见我们的污秽。
When Isaiah saw God's glory, he saw his own filthiness.
基本上，以赛亚说：“我生在罪中。”我长在罪中。
He says, I have been born in sin and I have grew up in sin.
所以你看，这圣经里头两位神话语的指示，最重要的启示，都跟神的荣耀，还有我们人的罪有关系。
So for these two prophets, the most important thing that they see, first off, is that we are entirely separated from God's glory.
所以从这个启示里头发展了所有圣经的救恩的真理。
So from this revelation, we see the story of salvation and redemption from the Bible.
因此，以赛亚到了第七章十七节。
All the way up to Isaiah 7 verse 17.
他说：“必有一个童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。”
He says that there will be a virgin who will give birth to a son, and his name will be Emmanuel.
弥赛亚就是以马内利。
And our Messiah, he is Emmanuel.
第九章第六节，以赛亚说，有一婴孩为我们而生。
And in chapter 9, he says, a child will be born to us.
有一子赐给我们。
A son will be given to us.
他更进一步他的启示看到，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父。
Even more so, his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
主前750年，以赛亚用他先知的眼光看见弥赛亚在加利利行走。
And so 750 years before the birth of the Messiah, he saw that the Lord was walking at the Sea of Galilee.
他称他为永在的父。
And called him the Father who is ever present.
全能的神。
Almighty God.
在以赛亚书52章53章看见主耶稣的相貌。
And in Isaiah 52 and 53, he saw the face of our Lord Jesus.
看到主耶稣就是赎罪祭。
And saw that he is the propitiation of our sins.
所以弟兄姊妹，有关神跟人的问题。
And so regarding this problem of man, between man and God.
是整本圣经的核心。
Is the main heart of the Bible.
第一个问题，我们就是一个罪人。
And the second problem is because we indeed are sinners.
罗马书第一章告诉你，良心下没有义人。
Romans chapter 1 tells us that there is no one righteous, not one.
罗马书第二章告诉你，律法下没有义人。
And Romans 2 tells us that beneath the law there is no one right, no one good.
所以到罗马书第三章23节，他说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And so in Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以这个地方这个问题
So here in this problem,
宗教解决不了。
Religion cannot solve this.
人用 我们人的想法想出来的宗教解决不了。
Man in his own ideas of religion cannot solve this.
哲学解决不了。
Philosophy cannot solve this.
科学解决不了。
Science cannot solve this.
穆斯林解决不了。
And Islam cannot solve this.
佛学解决不了。
And Buddhism cannot solve this.
我们的主在十字架上两件事情一个工作全解决。
And so God, in these two problems, with his one act upon the cross, he solved both problems.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要来谈破碎。
So today, as we speak about being broken,
我们的破碎必须在这个根基上。
Our brokenness must be based on this foundation.
如果我们没有看见这一点，
if we have not seen this point,
我们的破碎没有任何的果效。
Then our brokenness will not have any value.
我们现在来看哥林多后书第四章。
Now let's take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第七节，保罗他这么说。
In 2 Corinthians 4:7, Paul says,
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
所以保罗说，我们这个人是一个器皿。
Paul here tells us that we as a person, we are a vessel.
我们人可以盛装神，或者不盛装神。
We can contain God or not contain God.
但是当我们得救那一天开始，
However, from that day of our salvation,
旧事已过，一切前成了新的。
The old has passed, all things have become new.
保罗称它为宝贝。
And Paul now calls this a precious treasure.
我们看以弗所书第三章。
Now let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章第十六节。
In Ephesians 3:16,
他这么讲，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
这个希腊的原文，心里的力量刚强起来。
In the original Greek, when it says that in your spirit, in your inner man,
更精确的来解释它，应该称为里面的人。
Being strengthened with power in the inner man, it is speaking of the man within us.
所以几乎所有的英文版本换它是 inner man.
And so that is the English translation, the inner man.
所以保罗意思是说，
So Paul's meaning here,
我祷告让你里面的人刚强。
He's praying so that we would be strengthened with power from our inner man.
这个里面的人就是哥林多后书里头所讲的宝贝。
And so this inner man here is the same as in 2 Corinthians, this treasure.
所以启示录跟以赛亚书的启示完全都是这么一回事。
And so this is the revelation showing us in Isaiah and in Revelation.
人生命的问题，只有用基督的生命可以取代它。
The problem of man's life needs to be substituted by God's life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天来谈破碎。
So today as we speak about being broken,
破碎的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of being broken?
破碎的目的是让里面这个宝贝，里面这个里面的人刚强起来。
The purpose of being broken is so that this treasure within us, this inner man, can now be strengthened.
我们简单的说，就是我们能够被破碎，活出基督的荣美。
To put it very simply, if you are broken, then you can live out the beauty of the life of Christ.
所以更多后书第四章保罗继续说。
So then he continues on, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
四章十一节他说，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So he says that we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
保罗说的，我这个人被交于死地。
Here Paul says that my life is being delivered over to death.
就是说我们需要被破碎。
So that means we need to be broken.
否则所有属灵的真理都不在。
Otherwise, all spiritual realities are not present.
在我肉体中一无良善。
Because in my mortal flesh, there is no good within me.
主耶稣称他是肉体。
The Lord Jesus calls this flesh.
罗马书七章十七节跟十八节。
Romans 7, verse 17 and 18.
我们弟兄姊妹，你越看见这个真理，你才能够被破碎。
The more you see this truth, the more you can be broken.
罗马书七章十七节、十八节，他这么讲。
Romans 7, 17 and 18 says,
既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体中没有良善，因为立志由善为得我，行出来由不得我。
So now, no longer am I the one doing it, but sin which dwells in me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
所以我们再回来看启示录跟以赛亚书的启示。
And so as we look again at the revelation given to us in Revelations and Isaiah,
人的生命已经被改变。
God's life has changed.
两千年来教会的问题。
And in 2000 some years, the problem of the church.
我们对这个真理太随便。
We are too casual and careless with this truth.
我们从来没有去珍惜这个真理。
We have not treasured this truth.
弟兄姊妹，在我肉体中一无良善。
Brothers and sisters, in my flesh there is nothing good in me.
立志为善由得我，行出来为不得我。
The willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not.
弟兄姊妹，这个真理我们看得越透亮。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see this truth clearly.
我们就被主破碎得越厉害。
Then we can be more broken by the Lord.
我们来看主耶稣。他用他自己的话来说。
Let's take a look at our Lord Jesus, who said it himself.
马太福音十六章二十四节。
Matthew 16:24.
主耶稣说。
The Lord Jesus said,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
在犹大卖主的念头都还没有出来以前，主耶稣就告诉你十字架。
Before Judas even betrayed our Lord Jesus, he already spoke to us about the cross.
所以主耶稣说，你要背起十字架跟从我。
And so the Lord Jesus says to us that we need to take up our cross and follow him.
今天我们对十字架认识的太少。
Today we do not know the cross as well as we ought to.
所以我们说，我那个弟兄，想的就是他就是我的十字架。
So oftentimes we think, oh, that brother, he is my cross.
啊，我那个姊妹，哎呀，不说也罢，他就是我的十字架。
Oh, that sister, I better not speak of it because she is my cross.
主耶稣说，你的十字架是什么？
But what does the Lord Jesus say our cross is?
你头号的大敌人是什么？
What is your first and greatest enemy?
我们再把这一句我们一起来念。
Let's read this phrase again.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
所以弟兄姊妹，非常非常的清楚。
So brothers and sisters, we are all very clear.
我们里头有一个宝贝。
Within us there is a treasure.
我们里面有一个里面的人。
Within us there is an inner man.
我们有一个外面的。
We have an outer man.
主耶稣称他是肉体。
He calls that the flesh.
肉体就是你的十字架。
That flesh is your cross.
就是你的己。
That is yourself.
我们要跟从主耶稣，那十字架到底是什么？
So when we want to follow the Lord, what exactly is this? What is the cross?
那个己，那个肉体。就是我们真正的十字架。
That self, that flesh is the true cross.
所以今天当我们来谈这破碎的时候，求神将他的话语打开。
So today as we speak about being broken, may the Lord open up his words to us.
所以我们没有办法再强调一件事情。
And we cannot overemphasize this one matter.
所有一切破碎的根基。
That the basis, foundation of all brokenness,
让神借着环境破碎我们外面的人。
That God through the environment may he break our outer man.
破碎我们的肉体。
And break our flesh.
所以保罗他这么说。
And so Paul he says,
在我肉体中一无良善。
There is nothing good in me.
但是。
But
借着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
According to him who is able, I can do all things through him.
那个破碎以后的美丽。
The beauty of after being broken.
今天活着不再是我。
Is that today it is no longer I who lives.
乃是基督在我里面活。
But Christ who lives in me.
不管你的生活。
It doesn't matter how you live.
不管你的家庭。
Or it doesn't matter your family.
不管你的服事。
Or your service.
都一样。
It's all the same.
愿主来祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，愿你破碎的真理。
Heavenly Father, may the truth of being broken.
成就在我们每个弟兄姊妹跟朋友的心中。
Be accomplished in the heart of every brother and sister and friend.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
让我们先读一处的圣经。
Let's first read a passage of scripture.
彼得前书第一章第五节。
First Peter 1:5.
你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
You who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
第九节。
In verse 9.
并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
我们知道按照原文，这里灵魂的救恩指应该是魂的救恩。
And here the salvation of your souls is indeed the salvation of that part of us called the soul.
感谢主，让我们能在这新的一年开始的时候，为着主给我们的保守和带领献上我们的感谢。
We want to give our thanks and praise to God who has brought us to this point in this new year.
今天特别要把我们新约福音组弟兄姊妹这两年来查经在破碎在十字架的工作，在魂的救恩，我们的领受来交通给大家。
And we also want to share with everyone what we have learned in the New Testament and Gospel group on Friday nights regarding brokenness and regarding the salvation of our soul.
感谢主，两年来带领我们弟兄姊妹一同查考了马太和约翰两本福音书。
And we thank the Lord in these last 2 years we have studied the gospel according to Matthew and John.
和教会的书信。
As well as the letters to the churches.
我们一同在查考福音书和希伯来书的时候。
And as we were studying the gospels, as well as the book of Hebrews.
我们一次次的被主如何的爱我们，为我们付了何等的代价来拯救我们，深深的感动。
Time and time again, we were deeply moved by the great love of our Lord who has paid such a great price to save us.
也为我们蒙恩灵得重生，得着主做我们的生命而大大的感谢赞美我们的主。
And we also greatly praise him for renewing our spirit and also saving our souls.
当我们在交通主的话的时候，好像我们在灵里已经被提到了天上一样。
And as we were fellowshipping in our spirits, it's as if we were already lifted up to heaven.
我们被提到了主坐宝座的主的脚前。
We were lifted up before the throne, before the feet of our Lord.
似乎感觉重生得救就是基督徒生命一个最高的经历。
We feel that as if salvation is the highest experience of a Christian's life.
然而当我们继续往下读新约的教会书信的时候，
However, as we continued reading the epistles of the New Testament,
我们读雅各书、彼得前后书的时候，
As we read the book of James and the first and second Peter,
主的话光照我们，让我们看见灵的重生只是神全备救恩的开始。
We saw that the salvation of our spirit is only the beginning of God's salvation that he has prepared for us.
只是我们在基督里的生命经历的开始。
It is only the beginning experience of being in Christ.
就像刚才弟兄和我们交通的经节，主的灵就把这个经节再说在我们的里面。
And so just like the scripture our brother had shared with us earlier, he again spoke it into our hearts.
马太福音十六章二十四节。
The book Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
我们刚才弟兄姊妹一起读的，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
What we just read together, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
在我们蒙恩得救以后，我们还要有很长的十字架的道路来跟随主。
After we are saved, we still have a long path of the cross to follow in following the Lord.
有读经的弟兄告诉我们。
And so the Bible scholars who tell us,
十字架是什么？
What is the cross?
神的意志和我自己的意愿发生冲突的时候。
When we come to an intersection between God's will and my will.
神的喜悦和我的喜爱交叉的时候，就成了十字架。
When there is an intersection between my desire and God's desire, that means it's the cross.
就是刚才黄弟兄和我们交通的，我们的己是不是能够顺从父神的旨意
What Brother Kwong just shared with us, whether or not ourself, we are able to obey God.
我们清楚地知道，在我里面没有良善。
We are very clear about this, that there is no good within us.
在我们老亚当的生命的里面，我们这个生命是不能够来顺从神的旨意。
In our old Adamic life, we are unable to obey God's will.
我们弟兄姊妹在读经的交通的里面，我们真是见一同交通，分享了许多的经历。
As brothers and sisters gathered together, we shared about many of our experiences.
在工作里。
In our work,
在家庭里
in our families,
在教会服事当中
in church service,
常常要满足自己。
We often want to satisfy ourselves.
坚持的是我所喜欢的，我认为对的，我所要做的。
We insist on what we want, what we want to do, and our own opinions.
正是活在这个老亚当的知识善恶树的果子所造成的这个旧人的己生命魂生命中的这个光景。
We live in the condition of being in that old Adamic life, that life that came from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
没有办法全然的舍己来跟随主，被主所用。
We are unable to completely sacrifice, offer ourselves to the Lord to be used by Him.
感谢主，圣灵在我们蒙恩得救以后，借着十字架在我们魂生命里来做破碎的工作。
But we thank the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, He does that work of breaking in us, in our souls.
除去我们的己，除去我们的肉体血气。
To cast out ourself and our own flesh.
让我们的魂从己的管制下，就到基督的管制之下。
So that our soul would no longer be under the control of the self, but now under the control of our Lord Jesus.
主来支配我们的心思意念情感。
The Lord now governs our emotions, our will, our mind.
让我们得着魂的救恩。
So that we may gain the salvation of our souls.
当我们来思想新约圣经里所记的魂生命被主所破碎所更新得蒙魂救恩的人的时候。
So as we now consider the salvation of our souls in the New Testament,
我们首先想到了使徒彼得。
We first think of the Apostle Peter.
感谢主让我们在去年读经的最后，我们作为专题读了有关使徒彼得和约翰的经节。
So last year, as a topical study, we studied all the verses pertaining to Peter and John.
我们都很熟悉彼得一生跟随主服侍主的经历。
We're all very familiar with all of Peter's experiences in following the Lord and serving the Lord.
也清楚地看见主在彼得的生命里成就了何等奇妙的改变。
And we also see God's amazing changing work in Peter.
我们在交通里首先看见彼得是愿意跟从主认罪悔改蒙恩得救的人。
We see that Peter was one who is willing to repent and be changed by the Lord.
当主呼召彼得的时候，他就立刻 舍了网，跟从了主。
And so when the Lord called him, he immediately dropped his nets and followed the Lord.
彼得向主认罪悔改。
And he confessed his sins, repented before God.
路加福音五章第八节，西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
And in Luke 5:8, it says, when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man."
彼得是信主得救的人。
Peter was one who believed in the Lord and was saved.
彼得对主说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
And he also says, Lord, we have believed in you. Who else can we go? For we know that you are the Holy One of God.
那么我们更熟悉的经节，当主问彼得说，你们说我是谁的时候。
And we're even more familiar with the passage when the Lord asked the disciples, Who do you say that I am?
彼得说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
口里承认，心里相信，就必得救。
If you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, you will be saved.
然而，我们也看见彼得的个性是一个爱出头、好冲动、凭着肉体血气反应的一个人。
At the same time, we know that Peter, in his natural personality, he was impulsive, and he often acted out of his own impulse, his will, and full of himself.
喜欢自夸，信心也常常摇动。
He liked to boast, and his faith often wavered.
这一切都是在他跟随主，而且蒙恩得救以后。
And these things all appeared after he was saved.
圣经记录了他不仅凭他和门徒们不仅平时在争论谁为大，甚至在最后晚餐的时候还在争论谁可算伟大。
The Bible also recorded not only did he argue with the rest of the disciples who was the greatest, but even up to the very last supper, he was still arguing with the rest who was the greatest.
当主第一次启示门徒，他要他要从死里复活的时候，彼得拉着主说主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
The first time the Lord revealed to them that he was going to die upon the cross, he pulled the Lord aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
主就责备彼得。
And so the Lord rebuked Peter.
撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
He said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's."
彼得爱主。
Peter loved the Lord.
但是出于人的情感。
Yet it came out of his own human emotion.
结果却被仇敌所使用，成了绊主脚的人。
And then he was used by the enemy to stumble others.
那么彼得喜欢凭血气来凭肉体的反应来讲话。
And he often spoke impulsively out of his own self and flesh.
当人问他说主纳不纳丁税，纳不纳 temple tax, 殿税的时候。
And so when others would ask, does your Lord, does he pay the temple tax?
他说纳。
He said yes.
他不明白。
He did not understand.
怎能够向神的儿子天国的君王万有的主收税呢？
How could the God of all gods and how could the Lord of all lords, how would he pay the tax for the temple?
在变相山上，当他看见异象，看见摩西和以利亚的时候，
The Mount of Transfiguration, when he saw the Lord Jesus and he saw Moses and Elijah,
他说，我在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
He says, let me pitch up three tents, one for Moses, one for Elijah, one for the Lord Jesus.
彼得不知道，天国异象的显现是，基督是天国的王。天国显现的时候是不见一人，只见耶稣。
He did not understand that the revelation of the kingdom of God is that there is only one king. You do not see anyone else yet but the Lord himself.
没有任何的人事物能够与主相比。
There is no other person or thing that can be compared to the Lord.
我们看见彼得信心的摇动。
And we see also the wavering of Peter's faith.
那么主在水面行走，彼得要求主让他也在水面行走的时候。
When he saw the Lord walking on the water, he asked the Lord to call him out to also walk on water.
他信心软弱，要沉下去，主救他，然后说：“小心的人。”
When his faith became weak and he began to doubt and began to sink, the Lord said to him, "Oh, you of little faith."
哦，我们看见这个祷告上面的软弱，当主在客西马尼园。非常希望他的门徒和他一同警醒祷告的时候，他们因着肉体的软弱都睡着了。
We also know, we see their weakness in the flesh when the Lord Jesus was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane, and he so greatly desired his disciples to pray with him, they all fell asleep.
他喜欢夸自己比别人更强。
He boasted in how he was greater than anyone else.
众人虽然为你的缘故跌倒，我却永不跌倒。
He said, even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away.
我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
他不知道，不认识自己那魂生命里的软弱。
He did not know himself. He did not know the weakness of his own soul.
但是
However,
我们看见经过主来制作他的生命，经过他的魂生命被主所破碎之后，
After God works his own life through him, and after God breaks the life of his soul in him,
当圣灵来充满的时候，基督的生命活在他里面，又是何等的刚强。
When he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and when the life of Christ was powerful in him, he was so filled with power.
当复活的主问彼得三次你爱我吗？
And so when the resurrected Lord asked him three times, do you love me?
我们知道主是用那属天的爱，属神的爱的爱来问他。
God was asking him using the word the heavenly agape love asking him.
彼得只敢用属人的情感的朋友的爱 filial 的爱来回答主。
Peter dared to answer only with the human filial love.
他说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
He says, Lord, you know that I love you.
然而，当我们读到彼得前书第一章当中，
And so when we come to 1 Peter,
我们看见这个彼得前书第一章第八节第二十二节的时候，
When we come to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 and 22.
彼得他是用的神的爱来说众圣徒是如何的爱主。
Now he uses the other love to say that how all people, all the nations, all to how they love him.
是用神的爱来说众圣徒的彼此相爱。
Now when he speaks of the brethren loving one another, this is using the agape love.
他的祷告从软弱变为刚强。
His prayer now, it has gone from weakness into power.
在使徒行传当中我们看见当一百二十个人在那小楼上同心合意横切祷告的时候，
In the book of Acts, when we see the 120 gathered in the upper room praying with one heart, one mind,
在五旬节圣灵就降下来，将这一百二十位门徒浸成一个身体，教会就诞生。
At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down, and now the church was born after the Holy Spirit fell on those 120.
从他三次否认主到大胆的为主做见证。
Now he had denied the Lord, and now he is willing to be courageous in witnessing for the Lord.
在使徒行传第三章第六节到第十六节。
In Acts 3, verses 12 through 16.
当彼得和约翰在圣殿美门口来向那个瘸子是吧那个来讲话的时候。
As he spoke to that lame man sitting at the temple.
彼得说金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
He said, I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk.
第十二节， 你们以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走。
In verse 12 it says, Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? It is as if by our own power or piety we made him walk.
说我们你们杀了那生命的主第十五节你们杀了那生命的主神却叫他从死里复活了我们都为这事做见证我们因信他的名便叫你们所看见所认识的这人见状了
And in verse 15, when put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact to which we are witnesses, and on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man, whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all.
正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。
And so it is by his faith that he is made well.
还有许多许多的见证在彼得的身上
Peter also has many, many other testimonies.
我们因为时间的关系，我们不一一列举了。
But because of time, we will not go into all of them.
再多说一个。
But I'll say one more.
在五旬节，彼得和十一位使徒一起站起来，第一次代表教会来传讲福音的时候。
Peter at Pentecost, when he stood up together with the other 11 apostles to give the very first message.
在有三千人得救，在那篇讲道当中。
3,000 through that message came to believe.
从《使徒行传》第二章十四节到三十六节，一共二十三节。
In Acts chapter 2, in the
latter part, 十四到三十六。
In 14 verses 14 through 36.
在这篇讲道当中有这二十三节当中有十四节是引用旧约的经节来见证主
In these 23 verses 14 of them use the Old Testament words to testify of the Lord Jesus
有七节直接讲主耶稣基督被钉十字架和从死里复活
7 verses speak of our Lord Jesus being crucified on the cross and resurrecting from the dead
不再有彼得自己的话不再有人的智慧和委婉的言语。
Now, there is no more empty words, no more of Peter's own words.
圣灵大能的明证。
The great power of the Holy Spirit now testifies.
我们在思想彼得的软弱的时候。
When we think about Peter's weaknesses.
就像刚才我们那诗歌所唱的。
Just like the hymn which we just sang.
我们也当来省察我们自己在主面前的光景。
When we search our own condition before the Lord.
我们一切的服事是出于自己还是出于主。
For all of our services, does it come from ourselves or does it come from the Lord?
是为人看见我们自己看见我们的聚集还是看见我们的主。
Is it for people to see our gathering, to see us, or is it for people to see our Lord?
我们愿意归为无有使人来颂赞看见颂赞我们的主自己
We are willing to give up everything so that our Lord Jesus so that people can see our Lord himself
我们服侍主是按照神的命令由祭司来扛抬约柜的见证
When we serve it needs to be as priests under the command of God to lift up the ark of his testimony
还是用非利士人的牛车
Or are we using the ox cart of the Philistines?
是跟随圣灵的引导还是按人的智慧世界的办法
Are we living and serving according to the leading of God or according to the methods of the world?
我们是愿意寻求主的喜悦还是我们要看见眼见的果效呢
Do we want to seek after the pleasure of our Lord Jesus or after the immediate results?
最后我们看见从彼得生命的改变我们看见的一切都是出于主的救恩
And so lastly we see in Peter's change of his life everything came through the salvation saving grace of our Lord
主所成就的魂的救恩
The salvation of the soul that the Lord Jesus accomplished
呼召彼得跟从的是主
The Lord who called Peter is our Lord Jesus.
主起初呼召彼得的时候说的是来跟从我。主在复活以后在地上最后对使徒彼得所说的话仍然是你来跟从我吧。
The Lord Jesus called Peter at the very beginning, said, Come, follow me. After his resurrection, his calling to Peter was still the same. Come, follow me.
为彼得祷告的是主。
The one who prayed for Peter was the Lord.
主说，西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。这是在主在路加福音22:31-32。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
The Lord Jesus prayed for Simon, saying, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
将耶稣是基督是神的儿子启示给彼得的是主。
The one who revealed to Peter that Jesus is the Son of God, that was our Lord.
当彼得软弱失败跌倒以后挽回彼得的是主。
The one who turned Peter after he had fallen and had turned back away from the Lord was the Lord himself.
当主彼得三次不认主的时候，主看彼得一眼，彼得就出去痛哭。
When Peter denied the Lord three times, the Lord turned and looked at him, and he went out and wept bitterly.
主复活以后，三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？”三次给他，让他牧养主的群羊，这成为挽回彼得的那个转捩点。
The turning point for Peter after the Lord Jesus resurrected, when he asked him three times, "Do you love me?" These three times was an opportunity for Peter to now tend his sheep, his lambs.
赐下五旬节，赐下圣灵，让彼得能够有大能来见证主的。还是主自己。
And it was still the Lord himself who poured out the Holy Spirit at Pentecost to strengthen and give power to Peter.
唯有耶稣。
Only Jesus.
从时间上看，从主后30年，主开始公开服事，呼召彼得，一直到彼得写出彼得前书后书，大概是主后64-68年，大概30多年的时间，圣灵一直在魂的得救这样的事情上来对付彼得。
Starting from the public ministry of Peter, of the Lord Jesus when he was about 30 years old, up to the time when Peter wrote 1st and 2nd Peter was about AD 64-68, about these 30 some years was the time that the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit was working on Peter to save his soul.
经上说，以利亚与我们是一样性情的人。
In the book of James it says Elijah was a man with a nature like ours.
我们不敢说使徒彼得与我们是一样性情的人。
And dare we also say that Peter is also a man with a nature like ours?
We dare not to say.
We dare not say.
但是我们与彼得一样，有同样在主面前软弱和失败的经历。
But we do have the same experiences of failures and weaknesses.
同样需要主来拯救我们的魂生命。
We do desire for him to save our souls.
我们也确知相信耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
And we are assured of the fact that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他向着彼得的爱，今天也向着我们不改变。
His love towards Peter is just like today, it never changes.
从彼得的经历，我们可以看见主在我们身上要破碎，要拆毁，更要建造，要恢复。
And so from Peter's experience, we know that the Lord is doing the same thing in us. He wants to break, he wants to rebuild, and he wants to recover, restore.
破坏拆毁的是我们旧人的己生命。
What he wants to break down is that old Adamic self-life.
建造恢复的是主自己的生命。
What he wants to build and restore is the life of our Lord Jesus in us.
恢复的是神起初创造人的旨意。
To restore that original purpose that God had intended.
我们感谢主，到了彼得晚年的时候，当他即将离世的时候，他给我们留下一个非常宝贵的嘱咐。
And so we thank the Lord that Peter, at the very end, before he departed from this world, he gave us a very fatherly blessing.
那么是在彼得前书2:25。
It is in 1 Peter 2:25.
你们从前好像迷路的羊， 如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls.
这就是彼得前书给我们的嘱咐，要我们顺服大牧人的权柄、带领和保守。
This is the exhortation from 1 Peter that now we need to return and look towards our shepherd and the guardian of our souls.
我们的魂生命要交在我们主耶稣的手里，全然的顺服。
We give the soul, our soul life entirely to our Lord Jesus, and we want to completely obey him.
在彼得后书第三章十二节，这也是彼得后书的中心，是切切仰望神的日子来到。
And also in 2 Peter chapter 3, also a center focus in this book, we are looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God.
在原文里或者在英文的翻译里，不仅是仰望，而且是催促。
And so in English, not only are we looking for, but we are also hastening the coming of the day of God.
让我们来做一般这样顺服主的带领，让主在我们身上做一切他破碎的工作，我们来仰望，我们来等候，我们来催促主的再来的一般人。
May we be a group of people in obedience to him, be that people who look for and hasten the return of our Lord. Thank the Lord.
对不起。
Look at a couple other more verses real quick. So it's good to go last.
最后一个讲员比较好一点。
My role is really to just come up and give you a brief summary of the blessings our two brothers have just talked about in brokenness.
所以我今天要说的只是总结一下我们刚刚两位弟兄的话。
If we could look at a couple more verses in 1 Peter chapter 5.
那我们看一下彼得前书第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6.
彼得前书五章五到六节。
You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another.
你们年
For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神主挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。
And in verse 10 and 11,
然后十和十一节。
And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
那赐诸般恩典的神曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen.
愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
And then without turning there, I'll just read Galatians 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
然后读加拉太书五章二十二到二十三节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So as our brother Claire shared, there's a purpose to being broken.
所以我们就像我们黄弟兄所交通的，被破碎也是有神的旨意在里面。
It really is a tremendous liberty that the Lord breaks us of this bondage of self, life, and sin.
其实是神把我们的老我从我们的老旧的肉体里面捆绑里面脱离出来。
And it is under purpose to reveal the very life of Christ that He has put within us.
那他的旨意就是让从我里面可以彰显出基督的生命。
And then our brother Yao gave a wonderful example of Peter.
所以我们姚弟兄也用彼得给我们做了一个很好的榜样。
The power of that life of brokenness that then allows us to really declare it's not I, but Christ that lives in me.
所以就是这样的破碎，让我们从老旧生命里破碎，让我们可以说今天不是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So brokenness has this tremendous value as it brings us to a place of really humility.
所以破碎有这样的一个价值，就是让我们可以在神的面前谦卑下来。
So we all like the idea of being a mighty man of God.
我们愿意在神的里面做一个有能力的人。
We think of the term spiritual giant.
我们通常想到属灵的巨人。
But we fail often to see that Jesus is looking for humble vessels.
但是我们往往忘记掉，我们主所寻找的是谦卑的器皿。
These simple, humble human vessels where he then can display his majesty and his glory.
在这样一个谦卑的器皿里面，他可以来彰显他的能力。
There's a course, a worship course out there today that's entitled Meekness and Majesty.
今天我们唱的一个诗歌里面有一个是说温柔而有能力。
And that's this song's description of our Lord Jesus.
这个诗歌就描写了我们的主耶稣。
What a mystery!
这是何等的奥秘
！That in meekness and humility there is such majesty, such glory.
所以在温柔和忍耐的里面，有这么样的大能和荣耀。
As our brother Claire shared, the Lord doesn't use our natural strengths. He's not trying to make us something.
所以就像我们黄弟兄所交通的，主并不用我们天然的能力让我们成为什么样的人。
But rather, he gives us a totally new spirit, a new life.
他给了我们一个新的灵，新的生命。
And praise the Lord, that's where he unfolds the beauty of this mystery.
所以他就可以给我们看到，这是他在地上所行的一个神迹。
Peter, as was shared, was a very capable, very desirous type person from the world's perspective.
所以从地上的标准来看，彼得是有能力的一个人。
Accomplished fisherman.
他是一个很好的渔夫。
Never short of something to say.
他永远都有话说。
Right, he was looked to by many for his leadership.
那很多人都从他那里得到引导。
As our brother shared, he had great revelation. He saw this is the Christ.
他也看有很好属灵的启示，他说这是神的儿子。
Peter had such revelation that he even corrected the Lord.
所以他甚至想来纠正主耶稣
or thought he was correcting the Lord.
我至少他自己觉得他是在纠正。
But Peter ultimately came to this place, much like Moses, where he saw the power of this humility and meekness.
但是彼得到了这样一个地步，就像摩西一样，他看到了那个温柔谦卑里面的大能。
Numbers 12:3 records that Moses was the meekest man on earth.
就像民数记十二章里面所说的，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And of course, we think of Moses as a great leader, leading millions out of captivity.
所以我们来看摩西的时候，我们知道他是一个伟人，他带几百万人从被囚禁的状态出来。
And he was a great leader, but not until the Lord had made him into the vessel.To contain the Lord's life.
但是这是在神让他成为一个谦卑的器皿，然后让他成了一个属灵的
A vessel that was totally dependent upon the Lord Jesus.
他是这样一个器皿来是完全的依赖神。
So how does Peter, one that denied the Lord, become like Moses, one of meekness and humility?
那怎么样？那彼得是怎么样来？他曾经否认主，但是他是怎么样来够成为一个谦卑的人
？Peter became that spiritual sacrifice that then fed the sheep and tended to the lambs in the house of God.
所以彼得做了这样一个属灵的牺牲，他来来看顾神的羊。
And he did that as our brother shared when he was able to see that in himself there is no good thing.
所以他在主的给他看见里面，看到在他本身里面一无良善。
The Lord does this work in our lives so that we can see the contrast of who we are naturally versus what He wants to make us.
所以主给我们这样的看见，看到我们本身天然的肉体是怎么样，也看到主要我们成为什么样的人。
And we come to this place of being humbled under the mighty hand of God.
所以我们在神大能的手下能够谦卑下来。
It's simply recognizing that I cannot do it, but praise the Lord, He can and He will do it.
这是一个简单的认识，我不能，但是靠着神我能。
This is the secret, this life of meekness.
这是这个温柔生命的奥秘。
It's a letting go and letting God have full control.
这就是让舍己，让主我们身上作王掌权。
And as we see, and even the example our brother shared, meekness is not weakness.
但是就像我们弟兄所交通的，温柔并不是虚弱。
But rather, it's the greatest strength that the entire world and the enemy cannot stand against.
但其实是这个世上最大的力量，仇敌不能胜过的。
It's in that meekness and that humility that we then display the fruit of the Spirit.
所以只有通过那样的谦卑和温柔，我们才能够来显明圣灵的果子。
When you read that list, it's an incredible list that speaks of a real humbleness, a gentleness.
所以我们看到那个的话，我们可以看到，这就是我们圣灵所结的果子。
And we do not generate that fruit; we simply display that fruit as vessels that contain the life of Christ.
我们不是靠着我们自己来这样结果，而是靠着我们的神来显明这样的果子。
So the Lord does this wonderful breaking work to deliver us really from this life of independence.
所以主做这样奇妙的工作。让我们能够脱离这样一个所谓自立的生命。
The world tells us we need to be independent, we need to be strong.
所以这个世界告诉我们说，我们要刚强，要自立。
It's really a smoke screen because it's a dependence or a bondage to this life of sin and life of self.
但是这其实是一个烟幕弹，来遮盖我们是活在一个罪和活在黑暗里面。
But the Lord does a tremendous work as He delivers us from that I. The word independence starts with a big I.
但是主给我们这样的生命，让我们能够脱离我们的己。
I will, I can, I want.
我要，我会，我能。
But we thank the Lord He delivers us from that to a life that is in dependence.
但是主让我们脱离这样的生命，让我们进入一个生命是依赖于我们的神。
Total dependence upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
完全依赖于我们的主耶稣基督。
And that comes as the Lord does this work in our lives, and then we see and we repent.
但是当主给我们这样的看见，我们悔改，我们回头的时候
，We return to Him and we follow.
我们回到他的面前来跟随他。
And it's not a one-time event. This is a daily walk with the Lord Jesus.
但这个不是一次性的一个事件，而是每天的生活。
I was visiting with a brother last week, who's in his 80s.
我去上个星期和一个八十多岁的弟兄有交通。
Now, this brother has loved the Lord and he's served the Lord for many years.
这个弟兄爱主，他服侍主很多年。
And now he finds himself really incapable of doing some of the simplest tasks of life.
但是他现在发现，他靠着他自己不能做一些生活当中很简单的事。
His mind is very sharp, so he knows what he needs to do or should do.
他的头脑还很清醒，他知道他要做什么，应该做什么。
But his body will no longer respond to those directions and commands.
但是他的身体不能够再像这样的有反应。
And yet, when you listen and are able to fellowship with this brother, it's a tremendous testimony.
但是当你和这样的一个弟兄有交通的时候，他是有这样一个好的见证。
Because he testifies of knowing this principle of dependence and the opportunity to have a close relationship with the Lord for many years.
因为他知道怎么样要依赖神，和神有亲密的交通很多年。
But now he says he really appreciates the joy of that intimacy every day with the Lord.
所以他现在说，他真的是很喜欢这样与神亲密交通所带来的喜乐。
he finds that he is totally dependent on the Lord and totally dependent upon other saints often to care for him.
所以他完全依赖于主和其他的圣徒来照顾他。
But yet he finds the greatest blessing of being nearer to the Lord than he has ever been.
但是经着这样靠近主，他得到了最大的一个祝福。
It's just a tremendous reminder of what the Lord has called us into daily.
所以这再次提醒我们，主每日给我们的恩召是什么。
And really the opportunity we have together to enter into that.
而我们一起能够来进入主的呼召。
Often it's really our own self that hinders us from entering into the fullness of what the Lord wants.
很多的时候是我们的老我来阻止我们进入神荣耀的丰满。
Our natural strength or our hidden pride.
我们里面的肉体，我们的骄傲。
It's even interesting that Peter had to be corrected at one point by Paul.
那很有兴趣，就是很有趣的话，彼得有一次被保罗所纠正。
In Galatia, where Paul actually wrote the letter to the church of the Galatians, is where he wrote about the fruit of the Spirit.
在加拉太或者在保罗所写的加拉太书的里面。
And it was there actually that Paul and Peter met up, and Peter had quit meeting with the Gentiles.
所以本来彼得和保罗都和外邦人在一起吃饭，但是彼得突然就不这样做了。
Peter was fellowshipping with the body of Christ and with the Gentiles, and then the Jews came to town, and he was fearful, and he quit doing that.
彼得本来和外邦人一起吃饭有交通，但是当犹太人来的时候，他因着害怕，他就退后。
And then Paul actually spoke a word of rebuke and correction.
这时候保罗来纠正，来斥责他。
And we praise the Lord that Peter received it.
但是感谢主。彼得接受了。
He repented.
他悔改。
He was restored and he followed on then.
所以他重新。
So this is just another beautiful picture of the opportunity we have together to walk in the light of what the Lord's leading.
给我们这样一幅美丽的图画，让我们看到如果我们顺服主的引领是何等的美好。
And we do want to go into this new year as long as the Lord continues to tarry.
所以当我们进入这个新的一年的时候，愿主继续来引领我们。
And learn to walk humbly with our God.
让我们继续来谦卑的来跟随我们的主。
Until he perfects and confirms and strengthens and establishes us according to his glory.
直到他成全、坚固、赐力量给我们。
And then be a testimony, in weakness, in See, I told you meekness was not weakness. Be a testimony in meekness.
让我们在温柔里面做主的见证。
Of His Majesty.
来见证他的大能。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank you that you do such a glorious work in our lives.
主，感谢你在我们生命当中所做奇妙的工作。
Lord, you do tear down what is of sin and what is of self.
主。你把我们的里面的罪，我们的老我除去。
But we're reminded this morning, Lord, it is unto a glorious purpose.
是为着你荣耀的旨意。
We thank you for that work that you've begun and that you will complete what you've begun.
感谢你在我们身上所开始的工作，你必成就。
We thank you for these examples like Peter, where you have taken and totally created a vessel.To contain the very glory and majesty of Christ.
就像彼得一样，你愿把我们建造成一个器皿，来彰显你的荣耀。
Lord, do forgive us in how we continue to hinder you gaining the fullness of your purpose.
主提醒我们，因为我们有的时候阻拦你的荣耀在我们身上被完全的彰显。
As we do go forth into this new year, Lord, we do ask that you do that breaking work.
当我们进入这个新年的时候，求你继续来做那破碎的工作。
That delivering work.
来建立我们。
And that restoring work.
来恢复我们。
That brings us together as the body of Christ.
让我们一起来成为基督的身体。
Vessels that contain and display the glory of Jesus.
让我们成为这样一个器皿，来彰显主。基督耶稣的荣耀。
Lord, we're so thankful.
主，我们是何等的感谢你。
That it is all unto your glory, your honor, your dominion.
这一切都是为着你的大能、你的荣耀、你的全能。
Forever and ever.
直到永永远远。
We just praise and worship you.
我们感谢赞美你。
And in your holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.